Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association and their beautification project that's going on. They're also going to have their winter-tacular coming up in January. But I want to mention to you that if you missed our Rose Parade coverage on January 1st, our webcast, you can still order it and you can hear this event as it went down over the web. Now, it is on demand. This is our webcast of the Rose Parade as it happened. This was an uncensored. I want you to be aware of something, and I want you to be forewarned. You cannot let any kid get his hands on this. I'm being serious now. You probably think I'm doing this to pitch the webcast so that it will sell more. Well, yes, I am. Okay, yes, I am. But I also want to say that I truly don't want kids to listen to. But if your parents let you, then I guess it's all right. But they shouldn't. Well, I guess I don't want to meddle in the affairs of parents. I guess if you think it's okay for your kids to listen. The point is, it's really, really, it's, if you can't handle certain things, don't listen to it. And I'm being serious. If you can't handle, don't listen to it, okay? I mean, I'm being very honest with you. That having been said, you have been forewarned. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say. Our Rose Parade coverage was unedited and uncensored, and it was a completely unique experience. You can still hear it on demand at www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. And our Tournament of Roses webcast is available for the low, low price of only $4.95. $4.95 gets you the entire questionable experience. It gets you the entire really questionable and really unfortunate experience that was our webcast of the Rose Parade. $4.95, yes, only $4.95, gets you the most unmitigated, disgusting, vile, I will go so far as to say vile, beyond the pale of human decency. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was grotesque. I thought it was criminal. I thought it was abusive. I thought it bordered on the molestation of the American mind. Okay, there were a couple of laughs. But other than that, it was foul. And so, if you'd like to hear it, www.philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, only $4.95. Do it, don't delay. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby Dooley is going to join us from the Western States Homeowners Association. And the Wintertacular, which is always a fun event, is on. And, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Phil. And we did hear your Rose Parade and webcast, and it was everything that that you said it was. It was
a shock to the senses?
It really was a shock to the senses.
Tell us about the... I know you're on the beautification committee.
One of the things that I wanted to mention about our Wintertacular, I am on the beautification committee. We are going to have a fashion show. And I wanted to say something, Phil, that is really important to what I wanted to talk to you and your listeners about this hour, if it's okay.
Sure. Is this about, it's about the Wintertacular?
It is about the Wintertacular. It's something on a more personal level because this is the holiday season. I'm very, very blessed, and I don't really need a lot of makeup. I guess you can say that the good Lord blessed me. My ancestry is Scandinavian. I do have very high cheekbones. I have a nice eyes. And
what color are they?
My eyes are almost sort of an aqua blue. They're really rather, I've been told they're striking. I don't know. But I do know that I do not need eyeliner because my eyes are really very vibrant. When I do use makeup, I generally use a fine lash from Estee Lauder.
I was going to ask, you don't use makeup at all?
Not generally.
But you use some?
Well, I have used Clinique's Virtual Skin Foundation. I do use the Borghese makeup, eyeliner, and lipstick. And I do something different. I use matching eyeliner and lipstick. And what I'm saying is...
So if you use red lipstick, are you saying you use red eyeliner?
Yes, I do. And it's really beautiful.
Okay, well, let's get back to your fashion show.
what I've managed to do is veto having the plus-size fashions in our fashion show. I also, by the way, Phil, have a very heart-shaped face. So I guess I have a very pretty face.
Okay, but you're saying...
What I'm saying is that I vetoed the plus-size. By the way, Steve just reminded me of something. When I'm wearing a red dress and I have red lipstick, I have the red eyeliner, so it all goes together.
So you have red eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
And a red purse and a red shoe, so it all matches. And this is something that we have tried to keep in mind for our fashion show.
All right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the intervention that we're doing, because a lot of people who think that our beautification has to do with landscape and keeping the properties presentable, it's really a lot more, Phil.
Okay. Is this where Janice Iverson comes in?
Yes. Janice Iverson has petitioned the Homeowners Association for permission to sell Blue Seal Cosmetics door to door.
Now, as I understand the Homeowners Association at Western Estates, you don't allow door-to-door solicitations.
No, of course we don't. And I don't know of any community that is on the economic level with ours that does. Because it just isn't done. Because we don't allow that.
But you have voted to allow her?
Yes, we have.
Why?
Janice's husband is on disability. We voted to allow her to go door-to-door with her little, you know, her little cosmetic business. We let her go an hour a day.
Well, now, what is the problem?
Well, the problem started when I got a look at what she's done. Now, she has gone door-to-door with Blue Seal Cosmetics, and I got a look at the face. I got a look at the face on Doris Moore the other day, and she looked horrible.
Using these cosmetics?
She absolutely looked horrible. They looked as if they needed a scrub down. And I am telling you this, Kathy Ann Buehler looked like a circus clown. She had red lips, a big red nose, a white washed out face. I am so ashamed.
And well, what is a good makeup job, Bobby? If you're saying that Janice is going door...
She had the raccoon eyes.
Well, what is a good makeup job?
So a good makeup job is layering. I believe in layering. Layering your cosmetics. A foundation, then a blush, then a light powdering. Just a swipe at your lips with the lipstick. In fact, hold the lipstick steady and just run your face across it. And that is what a good makeup job is. You know, light mascara, a light eyeliner, and then a very small wiglet or wigette.
And I don't know what a wiglet is, like a small wig?
It's like a fall. But what Janice has done was beyond all decent restraint. She was... Phil, making these women look like circus clowns. And I have, really, Phil, I have to look at these women every day. Our Wintertacular Planning Committee is meeting every day, and there is Doris Moord in her Blue Seal Cosmetics looking frightening.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to interrupt you here. I'm going to give her phone number, 1-800-449-8686. As I understand it, Janice's husband is on disability. This is the only income this family has.
That's correct.
Okay, she's selling these cosmetics door-to-door. You have lifted the restriction on solicitation.
Yes, we did, Phil, and that is never, ever done. It's never done.
Okay, you very nicely did that, but now you are going to restrict her from selling those cosmetics, and as such, you are going to be hurting that family's ability to make money. Do you understand that?
Phil, I don't know what that happened.
No, but do you understand that when you tell her she can't sell her cosmetics...
These cosmetics are making friends of mine look like raccoons. These cosmetics are making friends of mine look like circus clowns. These cosmetics are being applied with a trowel, applied with a Mason cement finisher's trowel. It is embarrassing, and it is something, Phil, that as the president of the Beautification Steering Committee, and as a woman who doesn't need a lot of makeup, and I knock wood, thank you, God. Thank you for blessing me with a pretty face. Thank you for blessing me with smooth skin. Thank you for blessing me with full lips and with high cheekbones. Thank you for blessing me with very smooth skin where I only have to apply a light...
I got how beautiful your skin is, okay? What I'm saying is this woman going door-to-door selling these cosmetics, You allowing her to do that and then pulling that away from her, her family's hurting.
We allowed her for 1 week, Phil, but I cannot allow her to keep selling this garbage. There is an old saying, Phil, if you can't pay the rent, you're out on the street. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Okay? Janice Iverson knew. We said to her, you can sell these cosmetics, but she is making friends of mine look like a horror show, like something out of a vampire's crypt. And I don't know if you've seen Dracula 2000. It's just out. It's the Wes Craven film. There are women. There are vampires. And I'm talking about things that walk at night, dead things that look better than my very dear friends who I love so very much.
I'm sorry. Is this cosmetic brand something doing? I mean, what about properly applied?
It is Blue Seal Cosmetics. It is garbage, and it is making friends of mine look like the walking undead. And I want to thank God for giving me the smooth skin and the full lips and the high cheekbones to recognize this. I am just so sick. I'm sick of it.
All right, Bobby, I have been talking with some of your neighbors. They say that you allowed Janice to sell these cosmetics door-to-door because her husband was on disability. This is the family's only income. And you only allowed it for a week, and you pulled this away from her.
That's correct.
And I will say to you again, this is this family's only source of income.
And what does that have to do with me, Phil? I mean, I am sorry, but what is that?
That they literally will be out on the street.
Well, I don't understand why that has anything to do with me.
What about a little Christian charity? What about?
I gave her Christian charity. I let her sell her clown makeup, and I'm sick of it. She is making friends of mine look like. Did you ever see Night of the Living Dead?
I got it. You're telling me the makeup is bad, but if they're putting it on badly,
I don't think they're putting. Doris Moord is a lovely girl. Doris looks good. She isn't as beautiful as I am, but she looks good, and I saw her. And I wanted to look around for a steak.
A wooden steak?
Yes. Yes. And I'm very emotional, and I'm sorry.
All right. Bobby, can you hold on?
Yes, I can, Phil.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby Dooley's with Western Estates. Apparently a lady who was selling cosmetics door-to-door there against these no solicitation rules of their community was allowed to because her husband was on disability. There is a problem there. The beautification committee has seen the makeup that this woman is selling. They say that it's bad makeup and makes women look ugly. And they have revoked her permission to sell these cosmetics door to door. Now, this lady's husband is on disability. I put it to Ms. Dooley, what is this family going to do? And she says it's not her problem. She says these cosmetics are so bad, they make the women who wear them look like vampires. And I would think, and I'm a man and I don't know anything about it, I would think that has a lot to do with how a woman applies makeup. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. I'm with Bobby Dooley, and she's joined by her husband, Steve Dooley, with Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're effectively, they have denied permission for a woman to sell Blue Seal Cosmetics door-to-door in their community, in their gated community, because the cosmetics are so bad. And this is according to you, Bobby.
Well, Phil, you can see for yourself.
No, but it's according to you that the cosmetics are so bad, it makes your friends who buy them look like vampires and... I mean, I can't believe...
Phil, you, before you laugh, need to see what Janice has done to my friends. She's selling... I have a very pretty face.
I know. You've told us about your high cheekbones. You don't use a lot of makeup.
No, I don't. I very lightly apply makeup. I do some layering. I do some fun things. My eyeliner matches my lipstick, things like that. But the bottom line is that I don't need to wear a lot of makeup. Some women do. But this Blue Seal cosmetic that Janice is selling, making very dear friends of mine look like they've been in an automobile accident. I mean that they've gone through a windshield. I think is so cruel.
And so you stop her from selling these cosmetics, and her family is without an income.
Bill, I don't know what that has to do with me.
Well, it has to do with the fact that you describe her as a friend of yours. Here's Judy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Judy, go ahead.
You know, lot of what I was saying, though, Phil.
Let me hear what this lady has to say.
Well, I'm just really upset by the fact that she is commenting on the fact that she wears red eyeliner and red lipstick, and at the same time, she's judging somebody else and how somebody else applies the makeup. I mean,
You know something? I have my own way of doing things. I think I know how to apply makeup.
But if the way you apply your red eyeliner on your eyes, that tells me that you don't know anything about makeup yourself.
I'm sorry, that's your opinion. I'm sorry, but that's your opinion.
Well, let me ask a question. I'm a dumb man. What's wrong with red eyeliner and red lipstick?
Well, you look like a clown. I mean, if you wear red liner on your eyes, you do not look like a normal person. You're not going to look like a normal person.
You know, is it Judy?
Yes.
Okay, I do it with a matching red dress. Okay, and matching red pumps.
No, that's, well, you don't necessarily wear red eyeliner on your eyes. Maybe red lipstick, I would understand
that.
Well,
that really isn't the point of what we're talking about, Phil.
All right, well, I mean, this lady's saying, though, that you...
I know how to put on makeup, and the good Lord blessed me with a very pretty face.
And that's another thing. Why are you always talking about your looks, like how beautiful you are? I really have a problem with that.
Bobby, there is something here that I got faxed. You advise women to, you call this walk on the wild side. It says here, red eyeliner, red lipstick, and red blush on the end of the end of your nose?
You know, Phil, I'm a mother.
Is that, I mean, I'm laughing.
I'm a mother and I'm a wife. And for you to laugh at me, what do you think is ridiculous about that?
Well, I think if you wear red eyeliner on your eyes, you don't look like a normal person. And I think if you walk out on the street with red eyeliner on your eyes, if I saw you, I'd probably laugh. But that's
I just said I use a little bit of red eyeliner and just a dab of red blush on the end of my nose.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I think you need to get some lessons on how to apply your makeup.
Who are you to judge me? I'm not judging you.
I'm just saying you're judging other people and you're taking somebody's income away from them because you don't like the way they apply makeup.
I've set a trend, matching eye and lip liner, and I set the trends. I believe that I look fabulous. So
I don't think that's setting a trend.
Honey, how do I look?
My wife looks beautiful.
Steve, seriously, your wife has red blush on the end of her nose, red eyeliner, and red lipstick. How does she look?
I'll do her in a second.
All right, you don't have to tell me about sex. Is she pretty?
She's very pretty, yes.
Okay, enough said. You know, you dress for your husband, I'll dress for mine.
Well, all right, but to tell people that they look bad, I think, is the point this lady's making. To say, you shouldn't wear this makeup because you look like crap. You're saying that people who put on Blue Seal cosmetics look like they've gone through a windshield in an automobile accident.
Yes.
And yet you're putting red eyeliner around your eyes, red blush on your nose, red lipstick... Let me guess, you dyed your hair red.
To compliment the look, yes.
Okay, so you're just all red.
Phil, it's a statement. It is a statement of sexuality. It is a statement of desirability. When you dress that way, you're saying, I am desirable.
All right, here is Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell that woman that she is absolutely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
You cut out that noise and shut your mouth while I tell you something.
Hey, Barbara, this is Phil Hendry. Can I ask you something, dear?
Yes.
Barbara, I want to ask you something. If you can hold on for just a second, because we're going to go to a commercial break, but you'll be the first one out of the gate, all right?
Okay.
Is your name Barbara?
Yes.
I'm Bobby.
Well,
that's fine,
so Bobby. What?
All right, Barbara, hold the line, dear, okay?
Okay.
Hold the line. We're going to take a break here, and that's Barbara, and we'll be back with her and Bobby as she is talking about the makeup that women wear, making them look like vampires and Night of the Living Dead stand-ins. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going through some of the covenants of the Western Estates Homeowners Association here that I have here, Bobby. Bobby Dooley is with me. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She's also on the Beautification Steering Committee. And she is also the co-chair of the Wintertacular Cotillion that they're going to be having. It says here that you're not allowed to sell cosmetics door to door.
That is correct, Phil. But we allowed Janice Iverson to sell her cosmetics to get her little business off the ground because her husband, he did something stupid. He tried to save a child that was falling from a burning building.
He saved some kid's life?
You know what he did, Phil? He caught the child and in the process severely injured his back. I think that's stupid because he can't earn for his family.
But he saved a kid's life.
But he can't earn for his family. Now she's selling her lousy cosmetics door to door, and everyone looks like a raccoon. I think it's wrong, and I'm saying it.
All right, let me go back to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say a little bit to this, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you'd cut out that and listen to what someone has to say.
I'm here for you. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, but you're sure making a lot of noise.
Is your caregiver there?
You seem to think that everything you do is the only way to do things.
I happen to have a very beautiful
thing.
I'm very beautiful.
Well, so what? Who cares?
Well,
maybe you are.
I don't need a lot of makeup.
But people that are really beautiful don't go around bragging about it.
Well, let me ask a question.
I happen to be very lovely, Phil.
I understand that. You say here in your booklet that one stick of lipstick is all you need.
I think lipstick is all you need. You can put it, you can use it as eyeliner. You can put it on your lips and rub it into your cheeks. I do a tea, Barbara. Barbara, do you know what I mean by the tea? Barbara?
No, I don't.
Well, I use
but
the face.
But I wouldn't. I don't think that I would ever like to meet you. I think you are the most despicable person that I know of.
Do you have
nothing
a hole in your throat?
Beg pardon?
Do you have a hole in your throat?
Do I have a what?
A hole in your throat. Do you talk through a tube?
No.
Are you sure?
I know what I am.
Well, what are you?
I am just a plain woman,
well,
and I don't go around criticizing everything and everybody.
Can I ask
you? And I've heard you a number of times on the program, and all you do is criticize everybody and compliment yourself.
Well, can I offer you a cigarette?
I don't want any cigarettes.
Well, I don't see why. You sound like you've had yourself a fair share. How about a shot of bourbon? Hello? Oh, she hung up.
Well, why are you insulting her?
It's obvious to me, Phil, that she smokes and drinks.
No, the lady is elderly, okay? And she made a point about you and your makeup. What do you mean all you use is lipstick?
All you need is lipstick, Phil. I call it the Dooley T, where you're using the eyes and then down the nose to the chin. You can rub red lipstick into your chin, into your cheeks, rub a little bit on your nose, and then surround your eyes with it. And it's really a wonderful all-purpose makeup.
The Dooley T.
The Dooley T.
All right, here is Rebecca on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to talk with Mrs. Dooley about this tea technique you use. I work in a psychiatric hospital in California.
I'm Bobby, by the way. I'm Bobby.
Bobby. Anyways, Bobby, the fact that you can get away with one tube of lipstick and apply it all over your face like that, the psychiatric hospital that I work at, if a woman comes out of the bathroom looking like that, and they do, they come out with their lipstick all over their eyes. They think it looks nice and all over their cheeks and their lips. We know it's time to give them a PRN medication. I don't know if you're familiar with what PRN means.
Let me just get you, if I'm getting you correctly, are you saying that I'm insane?
I'm saying that you may have some thoughts of delusion, thinking that you are more beautiful than you really are.
Just because you work in a psychiatric hospital doesn't mean you know anything about makeup. It doesn't mean you know anything about fashion.
I know about human.
No, but are you hearing what the lady's saying, that people, women who have schizophrenia are rubbing lipstick all over their face?
That's correct.
I don't rub it all over my face. It's Rebecca? Is it Rebecca?
My name's Rebecca.
I use a little bit of lipstick around my eyes because I do believe in red eyeliner.
Bobby,
I apply it professionally.
Do not use lipstick on their eyes if they are normal.
What do you know about cosmetics?
I know that I've been to places at the mall that professionally do my makeup for me. And
have you ever used lipstick around your eyes?
No, you don't wear lipstick around your eyes. That's a sign that you're delusional, and that's a sign that you're going to be needing a shot here pretty soon.
Have you ever drawn black circles around your eyes?
No, Bobby, I haven't.
Okay, neither have I. I just wanted to see if you were crazy or not.
That you can get away with that and look beautiful really is a sign that you're delusional, and
you
really need an evaluation from a psychiatrist.
You keep going back to your work mopping the floor at a hospital.
Excuse me, Bobby. You know what, mop or not mop, I'll come after you and with a shot of 50 milligrams of Thorazine. Honey, and throw you down in bed and strap you down with leather restraints, you'll know exactly who's in charge.
You know, I don't think so, okay? And your delusions of lesbianism and your floor mopping.
Oh, excuse me, Bobby Dooley. My delusions of lesbianism.
Yeah, because of this holding me down and all of this.
All right, ladies, you know, we're getting way off the point here, okay?
I think that she needs a psychiatrist.
No, you think I need a psychiatrist because I'm more beautiful than you. And you
there
think
we
I
go
need a
again with another simple delusion.
You mean I'm not? You are? Oh, I see.
I'm
Marilyn
not
Monroe
claiming to be beautiful,
and
I sure as heck don't wear lipstick around my eyes and make my mascara so black that it's running down like an Alice Cooper look.
Well, you know something? Maybe you ought to try it, and then on Friday night you're not playing gin in one of those offices.
Oh,
with the night watchman.
You know what? I'd like to have you come down to this psychiatric hospital that I work at and see if you'd last 5 minutes with those women.
You know, they say that Helen of Troy's face launched 1,000 ships. How many ships could your face launch?
My face could launch yours
about two
real
or three?
Quickly, honey. You come near me at that hospital, and you're going to find out who's in charge.
You know, I'll launch something on your face.
You know, I'll tell you what. I'm surprised you're a president of...
Okay, all right, okay. Whatever. It's... I'll launch something on your face. We got to get out of here. It's way out of control. Anyway, that's Bobby Dooley. Good luck, Bobby, and good luck to Janice Iverson. And I think the women at Western Estates, it isn't the cosmetic, I think they ought to take a little, cosmetic application lesson from somebody other than Tammy Faye Baker. What do you think of that? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Here's something to do on a Friday night. There's just nothing else to do. You might want to go online, go to imdb.com, and look at the movies of John Wayne. And this is no commentary on John Wayne. This is really a commentary on the times that many of his movies, beginning with the oldest movies, the titles of them, they might as well be gay porn. John Wayne's films were titled in such a way that you would swear these were films targeting gay men. Pornographic films. I'll give you just an example here. We start with the 1930 film Men Without Women, starring John Wayne, and then up to 1930, Rough Romance. Now, let's not forget, in 1930, John also did The Big Trail. Then in 1931, there was Men Are Like That, Range Feud, Maker of Men, and, of course, Two-Fisted Law. Now we move into 1932, and I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm gay, I walk up to the counter holding Ride 'Em Cowboy. Then there's another 1932 film that our hero did called That's My Boy. Moving along to 1934, who can forget John in that sexy film, Blue Steel? Then there was Randy Rides Alone, but 34 is most notable for the sexy, sensuous, and steaming The Star Packer. In 1935, John let it all hang out in Paradise Canyon. Then in 1938, he did Pals of the Saddle. And, of course, in 1940, Dark Command. We rounded out with the 1944 Tall in the Saddle, and of course his career wound down, but not before he released the very explosive and very controversial Blood Alley. So there you go, the films of John Wayne, as if it was gay porn. What do you think of The Longest Day? Is that anything that... No, I'm just kidding. But all of this stuff, The Barbarian and The Geisha, what the hell? Even the man who shot Liberty Valance, there's something very... there's something adult. Let's forget about gay porn. Just say that it's like an adult... These could be adult films. You know, Swing Out, Sweet Land, you know, True Grit. How about Rooster Cogburn? How about The Quiet Man? That's... The Sons of Katie Elder... Is there anything there for you? Cancel My Reservation? Here's one that you can't deny. Chisholm. 1970. Okay. Rio Lobo. I mean, it's kind of a fun thing to do. We'll go on somebody else's. Well, here's some stuff. Can we do it with Steven Spielberg and the movies that he did? Close Encounters. How many pornographic films, adult films, have ripped off Close Encounters of this kind, Close Encounters of that kind, Close Encounters of the butt kind? You know, poor Spielberg probably wishes he never made that movie. Wishes he never named it. It was a very unusual title for its time. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Can't even get that on a marquee. Blues Brothers? I don't know, but there's weird stuff like that. So what did you get for Christmas, man? Who said that they got... Oh, you got a Barbie doll? God, Melissa, you are way too old for that. I understand that you lost all your Barbie dolls. We gave Catherine Barbie dolls. And one of the kids won a lava lamp, and I forget what else we got the kids. I got one of the guys. I didn't know what to get him, so I got him a... actually, I had Santa Claus deliver a remote car, because I knew that he wouldn't want it, and then I could play with it. But I didn't want to give it to myself. I gave it to one of the kids. You know, I was in one of these hobby shops like Radio Shack. You know those remote control cars, which I really kind of think are cool, and I know I'm too old for it, but whatever. They're $400. Those big things with the big meats on them, $400. I'm going to buy one of those for myself. And I got that clock I told you about. Then I got The Sopranos first season. And this is so awesome. So I told the kids that I wanted this, and they sure enough, they came through for me. The Sopranos first season. And I just love this. I don't know why I can't get the second season, though. I'm bothered by that. When are they going to come out with that second season? They got the second season of Sex and the City, don't they? Not The Sopranos. I guess I had to tape that. By the way, I'm looking at an ad right now on TV for 13 days. And there is, they have the gall to put Kevin Costner's bad accent in that thing. Sex and the City is older than The Sopranos, you tell me? All right. But it's just a very cool show, and I'm sure many of you guys listening to me, you got your first season of The Sopranos for Christmas, too. And I know a lot of you guys got it on DVD. I'm not that hip yet. I just don't have it together. I can't find the remote. Are you kidding me? Am I going to put a DVD player in my house when I can't find remotes, when I can barely find the television set half the time because the kids have taken it upstairs to play Nintendo on it or PlayStation 2? Are you putting me on? I'm going to go out and invest money, big dollars in DVD players, and I can't find my house half the nights. No, I'm going to have to find a way to, if I'm going to buy a DVD player, I already bought it on that PlayStation 2, that's it. And Mike's telling me he just joined some DVD player of the month thing, or some DVD movie of the month thing, $20, and he gets all the movies. Netflix, that's awesome, man, you don't have any kids. When you guys start having kids, your life is over, as you know it. Your DVD player is over as you know it. Your TV is gone as you know it. Your car doesn't look the same. Nothing. You won't look the same. Now, it's a great thing, man, but I can't invest in that kind of stuff right now. I'm just going to keep going with my old VHS tapes. Do I sound like some kind of an old fogey? Look, man, I believe you when you tell me the DVD's beautiful. I just got into the whole, you know, the technology of VHS. I've been doing that for 20 years now. I've had my tape player for about 20 years. Used to have cameras and everything. I'm fine with that. What am I? Have I committed a sin? Am I going to burn in hell? Am I suddenly on the outs? Do I not get invited to your house for football? Do I not get to have beers with you guys? Because I'm not watching DVD? I'm not going to get DVD. I'm staying with the tapes. Jesus, every time I turn around, you and Taylor with your DVD this and your DVD that. And you got to see this. And it's got so much cool stuff. Dude, you got to get DVD. I got nowhere to put a DVD player. I don't know anybody who could hook it up for me. The minute I put the DVD player in, the cat's going to ruin it. The cat's going to start screwing with it. Oh, look at Mike here. You plug it into the wall. Thank you. It doesn't make any difference if I plug in the headphones, man. What's wrong with my VHS? I'm going to get DVD. You're going to have to give me a few years. Jesus. But all you guys know how to do is come in here every day with, oh, dude, oh, God, Blade Runner on DVD. Dude, oh, God, you know, whatever the hell. What was the last flick you were telling me about, Craig? What is that DVD you said was just like an orgasm on wheels, man? Pee-wee's Big Adventure, dude, the DVD. Dude, the DVD, the Matrix on DVD. Those kids have never turned me on to one good movie, and I've turned them on to awesome flick after awesome flick. I turned them on to the Alien trilogy, which they know is the most awesome sci-fi trilogy they've ever seen, because all they ever do is talk about it. I turned the older guys on to The Exorcist, which still haunts them to this day. And what have they given me in return? The Matrix, which is okay, but it ain't no Alien trilogy. They owe me big time. God, do you guys owe me. If you're listening right now, you owe me. I ought to be able, you guys owe me one night out at any restaurant of my choice where you guys don't go, oh, do we got to eat there? Just one time I want to say, let's go eat over at this restaurant, and you guys, hey. Nothing, man. Every movie you guys have ever turned me on to blows. Well, let me think. Yeah, it all sucks. They tell me I got to see Waterboy. Okay, whatever. It's fine. Oh, you got to see Billy Madison. Yeah, okay. And then, of course, Scary Movie. They're telling me that that's like, just, oh, that's the DVD that you bought, isn't it? Taylor, I thought you went out and got the DVD for Scary Movie. Scary Movie is like so ham-fisted. It's like when I used to go out with, I went out with this chick once, excuse my use of the word chick, this young lady, and we went for a couple of years, you know, it was like in my early, mid to late 20s, whatever. It was when the Police Academy movies were out. Oh my God, she thought they were the funniest thing that ever came down the pike, and they had Police Academy 2, and they had Police Academy 8, and we had to go see every one of them. And I'm here to tell you right now, Police Academy wasn't funny. If you're a dumbass, it's funny. It wasn't funny to me. But then again, I'm going out with this chick who comes from wherever. She's eating a fork. She's eating with her food like she's a stevedore. I don't know what the hell I was doing with her. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound cruel, okay? Have you ever taken a woman out to dinner and she's holding the fork like she's hand? You know what I'm saying? Like she's holding onto the stick shift of a car? I mean, you don't notice those things until you take her out to dinner and she's holding the fork like she's Little Abner and she just came out of the holler. And she saw on a tree branch, and I'm like, holy Jesus, your ex-girlfriend did that? And I said, hey, you know, honey, what you might want to do is hold the fork. I know what I'm doing. I'm not all fancy like you. Yeah, I understand how you want to make a statement, and it's a class thing. I get it. We're in a restaurant. We're in a public place. Please hold the fork like a civilized human being. Please don't do that. Now she's eating the soup with her hands. That's great. The other thing I wanted to say to you, no, don't wipe your nose with your dress.